More of Lake Effect Now. I'm Mitch Teich. Before the break, we heard the story of the Center for International Health, a consortium of institutions around Milwaukee helping train medical workers in the developing world. One project the center is undertaking is to train pharmacists in Zambia to better reach pediatric HIV and AIDS patients. Four pharmacists are in southeast Wisconsin training at Concordia University's School of Pharmacy. We're joined by them, Elvis Kasongo, Enoch Chikatula, Walya Simanyola, and Davies Kampamba, along with Dean Arneson, who's dean of the school, and the center's president and CEO, Terry Cooley, is with us again as well. Arneson explains why, though there are effective drugs to treat HIV, it remains a challenge to provide treatment in places like Zambia.
Part of it has been the expense of the medication, and because it's new and there's been a lot of research that has to be done, it makes it very expensive for the medications to be produced and available to the patients.
Are there issues with capacity in Zambia? Is it difficult, even if the medicines are there, to transport it and physically get it in the hands of the people that need it?
I think for Zambia, that's why we came up with this partnership. One of the challenges which was identified, the capacity, and we looked at the pharmacist's role in being part of the team providing the care to pediatric HIV patients. So we looked at the challenges which were there. That's how we came up with this partnership, so that we could be able to meet some of those challenges.
Well, and talk more about the specific challenges that you face. For example, when we talk about medicine in this country, there are drugstores, there are pharmacies in almost every neighborhood, and as well as in hospitals and clinics. How are medicines typically distributed, especially very specialized medicines like these antiretrovirals? How are they distributed in Zambia?
Okay, we've got a central supply system where the government procures centrally. And then we've got a central stores, which is mandated to distribute all the drugs to all areas of the country in all health facilities. But if you look at the system, it means it's serving a wide area. So you have challenges in terms of transportation. And sometimes if the logistics are not properly done, you find that some drugs may run out prior to the thing the target that was set. That aside, the other challenge that I would like mention here is what I've also seen here, the issue of stigma. In as much as people know that antiretroviral drugs are there, but because they are stigmatized, they don't really come forth.
Well, and so how does Concordia set up a program to assist with something as big as stigma?
In working with our students and in their training in the pharmacy program, we teach the students that it's why the person has the disease, it's not their fault. You're treating them as a patient, you're treating them as a person, and you don't worry about the stigma of why they got the disease, how they got it, but you're there to help them get better. And so that's what we use to how we train our students to understand that.
And this is not something that people necessarily think of when they become a pharmacist, the idea that you're not just working with medicines, but you're working almost as a counselor in ways?
So one of the things, actually, if you look at like this partnership that we have had, especially with Concordia, in the past, we know, of course, that pharmacy per se has had this traditional role, which has been product-centered. So my main interest would just be the drug and not the end user. If you look at the paradigm shift that we have seen in the pharmacy profession, we are no longer so much interested in the product. The product is still very important, but I think we have in the past and for a long time neglected the patient. Yeah. So hence this partnership that we developed with Concordia, so that pharmacists can be actually introduced in the clinical areas and get the required knowledge and the skills in dealing with patients now, seeing our colleagues here well advanced than us. And then the knowledge that we get back, we take it back home and try to put it into practice. Yep.
And we have talked about some of the guiding principles for the Center for International Health itself. Is one of the aims of this program to get to the point where this sort of training can be taking place in schools and universities and teaching hospitals in Zambia itself?
This is a program that the Center for International Health has been involved in since 2006, and we've established additional learning resource centers in two different hospitals in Zambia. We have been following what the center has used in many other instances, which is a train-the-trainer program. So, yes, the idea is to train individuals, including the four pharmacists we have here today, so that they can go back and provide additional training to other people at hospital and university settings in Zambia.
And I think that's one of the goals with this eventually is, you know, like as Terry said, training the trainers, have these four pharmacists advance their skills and get to a level where we can work with the Ministry of Education in Zambia and hopefully start providing the Doctor of Pharmacy degree in Zambia.
Do you see the paradigm shifting in Zambia already? I mean, you mentioned the shift from thinking of this as a drug-specific, a product-specific profession to one that's more about the patients and the people. Is the stigma getting any less? Do you see the efforts already making a difference in terms of people with HIV?
Oh, yes, it is. One thing that we may have not mentioned is every one of us here, the four of us from Zambia, are coming from teaching hospitals. So in those teaching hospitals, you have like newly qualified pharmacists, doctors, nurses, and students. And with the knowledge that we've gotten in the past, which like ushers us into clinical areas, and especially with this training that we are having here, when we go back, you find that this knowledge will not just be restricted to the University Teaching Hospital, Livingstone General Hospital, and as Dean and Terry have talked about, mentors. Pharmacists and students who pass through these institutions will definitely be exposed to this knowledge and the skills, so that even when they finish their rotations in these hospitals, they will be posted to different hospitals in the country. And with that, I mean, patients will definitely benefit from that because as a pharmacist, I know how the HIV comes about and the treatment regimens that the patient is supposed to receive and the counseling, which in the past has not been so much emphasized. So the patient will definitely get the counseling and the patient education is definitely emphasized. So with that, the knowledge that a pharmacist would have, we would definitely spend more time on counseling, and patients definitely will get their education on that.
Well, and in addition to counseling, I gather there is also an issue of teaching the patients how to take their medicine and to stay on the prescribed regimen, correct?
Yeah.
Well, that's what we call adherence, the importance of adherence. Of course, it will come in the counseling session. You tell the patients why it's important to adhere to treatment. One of the first things that you talk about is resistance. And that is a big challenge in that what we've seen here is that you've got much more leverage in that you've got so many drugs that you could like go to. But back home, that is a limitation. So we cannot afford to have patients be resistant to the current regimens that we have. And one other thing that we're so happy about is that we're being exposed to resistance sequences and trained. So if we have to like change a regimen, we'll look at the resistance pattern and so forth and so on. So really, it's been a mouthful.
Yeah, and something just related to that patient counseling issues of adherence, we've been privileged with this partnership that we have had with the Center for International Health and American International Health Alliance. In supporting the services, pharmacy services, that is back home, they've helped us set up two learning resource centers at the two institutions. In those learning resource centers, we've had a drug information database, that is the Lexicom. So in that component, we have a patient education portion in there. And therefore, that information is like at the level of a patient where a patient would easily understand the medication that they are taking and things like that. So with the advancement, definitely, we see patient leaflets being given to patients and therefore give them the knowledge to their understanding. Yeah.
One of the things that has come out of this has been reaching out to other educational organizations in the area. I've had them meet with a professor at UW-Milwaukee School of Nursing who's doing a research project on HIV meds and adherence in American pharmacies, Dr. Jennifer Kabiko. And so they're helping her with some of the research that she's doing there. She's from Kenya. And so there may be something that they can take back to Zambia and partner with her and do some part of the study in Zambia looking at adherence and what pharmacists are doing to increase adherence there and compare that what American pharmacists are doing it here.
Do the four of you feel an added responsibility as having been able to take advantage of this program here, this notion that you are going to go back and be in a position to train the other people that that you work with?
What we have gained is a lot of information. We've seen how the distribution is done, and there's so much that we can actually take back to our country. Like, for example, we're working right now at ARCW. There's a lot of patient follow-up where they do actually phone patients. That doesn't happen in our country. So it's something that I'm hoping I would take back to management to say, somehow we try and see if we can find some monies to have these phones in case a patient doesn't come for 3-4 days. We try to see and find out what the problem could be and if there's a way that we could actually bring them without them going to the extent of having resistance to the medication, which in the long run would be a cost-saving measure.
I think one of the challenge for us is to come up with the action plans or activity-based plans so that we take back home and see how best we can implement some of the things we are learning here.
This is a remarkable opportunity.
Yeah. Whatever we take from here, we try to do it within our resources in a small way. We cannot do everything that's done here. Because most of the things Americans are innovators and we learn from them. So we can give an example of when we just started, we were attached to Children's Hospital of Wisconsin. And they have a system where they do unit dosing. And then we have a challenge back home where we don't have a range of doses like for children where I have maybe solid dosage forms, and an ideal dosage form for children is a syrup-based dosage form. So we copied that concept and started doing unit dosing for the patients. So everything that we learn from here, of course it's a challenge, but I think we're energized to start up whatever program that it is because we're seeing a lot of gaps and we're trying to see how we can bridge those gaps, and we really thank the partnership for that.
And you're here until when?
Mid of December.
Yeah. Are you prepared for December in Wisconsin?
Oh, yes. I mean, this is not the first time we've been here.
They keep asking me when the snow is going to fly. So
we've been here.
Just wait.
Well, hopefully the snow won't fall too soon, but that you get to experience some more of it before too long. Well, thank you to all of you, and best of luck with your work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you.
Elvis Kasongo, Enoch Chikatula, Walya Simanyola, and Davies Kampamba are pharmacists in the African nation of Zambia. They're training this fall at Concordia University's School of Pharmacy. Dean Arneson is Dean of the Pharmacy School, and Terry Cooley is Interim President and CEO of the Center for International Health, of which the pharmacy training is a current project. You'll find a link to more about the center's work at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. And there's more of Lake Effect coming your way in a moment on Milwaukee Public Radio.